This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three of the program, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw Hard Seltzer, maybe for the game tonight. Early start, 6 o'clock. Have some with dinner.
Have some with dinner?
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Yeah. I guess that's right.
Break out the TV trays, man. Early tip-off.
Maybe I'll pick me one up in the arena.
Yeah, there you go.
That and a Petro. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong there. Of course, now they got the barbecue nachos, too. I'll have to figure it out.
Petro Superior.
So good, man.
Got the joke.
Orange sweet tea.
Oh,
money.
Man.
Money. Got to go light ice, though, otherwise.
Yeah.
Two sips of the straw.
Have a good orange sweet tea.
Their peach tea was amazing. I don't even know if they make it anymore. They might.
I think they discontinued a lot of their teas.
Why would you do
that? They did.
But they got chocolate peanut butter milk.
And
come on.
Red velvet milk.
What?
I heard that was absolutely phenomenal.
Really?
I'll never know because I don't like milk, but.
You don't like milk?
Oh, no.
What's wrong with milk?
It's disgusting. Haven't we had this conversation? It smells bad. It looks bad. It tastes bad.
He's a mess.
But you like cheese, right?
Oh, I love cheese.
See, Davey hates cheese, hates milk, but loves chocolate milk.
Very weird.
Chocolate milk's worse.
Interesting. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't even like chocolate, so.
I'm not a big chocolate guy, but sometimes I think most chocolate milk you buy is too chocolatey.
Yeah.
Got to mix your own.
I ain't had a glass of milk in probably 10 plus years.
Really? Got to get you back on some milk, man. Calcium. Bones are going to be weak. I'm starting to worry about you. Have you heard any so we lost Nayor to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make a push for Brew McCoy?
I don't know, man. I haven't. We're pretty quiet at the moment. All right.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Safe to say. But we just had Aperogane go to the portal, so it feels like, you know.
Two spots, right?
Yeah.
Is it two?
Wouldn't it be?
Is it at least one?
Nayor.
Well, he was a commit. I don't think we. Well,
but yeah,
if we could have taken him, then yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So it should be two,
and then yeah.
What are we waiting on?
Brew McCoy and find you a guy on defense as a stud.
We need so much help on defense,
or two defensive guys.
We really could probably use one at each level, unless a couple of these freshmen or JUCO guys are really really good. Like, Pierce getting the fifth star, that's kind of a big deal, but still, you don't know how he's going to come in as a freshman. And I worry about us at tackle a little bit. Worried about us secondary. We saw that without Alante in the bowl game. Didn't exactly go great.
I was trying to see what the entire portal rankings are. Like, best guys we could get.
Best guys, like, available right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they've all gone to Alabama.
Oh, okay.
So you don't like that.
How is this ranked? It's, like, weird.
Let's see. The best available right now, Jackson Dart, quarterback. We talked about him yesterday a little bit. He just recently entered the portal from Southern Cal. He's a 5-star, according to the portal. The next best... It's a long scroll. A lot of guys have already made. I mean, I'm 25 and all the guys are taken. And then it stops for whatever reason.
What about this Tyron Hopper from Florida?
What position?
Linebacker.
Get him. Say no more. What? I've heard enough.
I don't know. I just,
he could be 6'2", 500. I'd say, yep, linebacker. Need him. Need bodies.
6'2", 197. I don't know.
I mean, I think we, at least now we know why we're not making that many moves, right? Trying to stay under a certain number so we can brag to the NCAA about how hard we made it on ourselves and hope to get out of this without any further penalty.
But tying in some of our other topics from today, Louisville still hasn't gotten past their 2013 basketball scandal where they were pay to play and the FBI was involved. So how long?
Okay, but they haven't had any penalties in the meantime, right? Did they self?
Yeah, I think they have.
Well, didn't they take a banner down or something?
All kind of stuff. So that's 9 years, right? So what year was Pruitt? What was the last year Pruitt was cheating? What year was that?
2020.
Huh? Yeah, he got fired in the end of 20.
Okay.
And then 21 was his last. This last season.
So in 2029, think about this. In 2029.
Yeah, but that's like FBI stuff, man. There's a lot more just junk to go through for all the basketballs.
You think it's worse?
Well, and it's like it was a sport wide scandal. Mm-hmm. Remember Pete Thamel? We're gonna blow it wide open. All There's gonna be 15 tournament teams that aren't gonna be allowed to participate, and yada yada yada. This is just one dumbass coach who looks like a thumb, and his minion, who now teaches social studies, really messing everything up for us. Surely that's a little bit easier. And we're giving them everything. Like, Louisville's still trying to hide stuff. A lot of these basketball programs, Will Wade, they're trying to deny and say, no, it never happened. Prove it if you can. We said, yeah, here's everything we did, because we're dumb.
Okay, so that's the goal. Like, we don't want to be in 2029 still having not heard from the NCAA on final punishments.
Of course not. Stuff. No. No.
Hey, speaking of the portal, though, what is up with Caleb Williams? Did you see this?
No. Oh, I did see everyone thought he was Southern Cal lock, and now he's looking at
Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it worked for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but
I think it's a terrible fit. I think it makes no sense. Why would you go to a place like that where you're going to hand the ball off 30 times a game?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. NIL money, maybe?
At Wisconsin?
Yeah. What? I don't know.
I mean, I'm not hating on Wisconsin, but I surely to goodness I couldn't do better than Southern California.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know. How do you think Lincoln Riley will? I mean, I think he'll be pretty good eventually, but I think it takes a little time, or you can, like, kind of flip a switch.
Well, I think it's a really smart move, because if he's nearly as good as we think he is, he's probably going to dominate the Pac-12 until some other schools try to catch up with some good hires.
I'm looking at these transfers. He's
I mean, Dan Lanning.
Wide receiver.
That's not exactly blowing my
back.
Doors off.
He got this little running back from Oregon. Travis Dye.
Who?
Travis Dye from Oregon.
What about him?
He's going to USC.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll recruit well. And doesn't that kind of – I mean, I'm not saying Lincoln Riley's, Hollywood, but he's got a little bit of Cliff Kingsbury in him, right? He's, Did you see his press conference, by the way? His introductory?
I only do 25.
I don't know. That was – I mean, you could sort it by position if you want, but I don't know why it cuts off. Maybe it's a glitch. Did you see his introductory press conference?
No.
Most cringeworthy thing ever.
Really?
Yeah, the camera angle was bad. It looked like they filmed it in a break room at a high school.
Lincoln Riley's?
Yeah.
It looked like a WWE promo.
It was awful. They had the band right in front of the camera, and the stage wasn't really raised all that high. It was very, very strange. But I've heard that about Southern Cal before. Like, their facilities are just garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the lure there is you're playing in Southern California. There's going to maybe be some, celebrities that swing by if you're any good, and you get to play in the Coliseum.
Yeah.
But facilities-wise, I've heard it's just pretty much garbage. And that video made that make sense to me. So we wait at Tennessee, though. gotta slap ourselves on the wrist. Naturally.
What position do you want the most?
Well, you know I'm a wide receiver guy. I'd like to add a wide receiver somehow. I don't know if that's the most pressing. I really probably a safety, a corner. I mean, anything on defense. I mean, every level of defense, we could use some help.
There's a tight end, and it was at USC. 4-star.
Okay, I'd take open. A tight end. Sure. Sure.
There's a wide receiver out of Syracuse, 4-star available.
What's his name?
Taj Harris.
How big is he?
I don't know. I'd have to click on him, and it took me a long time to get. He's one spot ahead of Isaiah Nayor in the rankings.
Go get him.
There you
go. Get him. Where's he from?
Don't know. I'd have to click on him.
Sorry. It's a lot of work on him. I don't want you, to, couple, don't want you to have to backtrack.
Yeah. We need some linebackers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's safe to say.
Let's see. Best linebacker, might be that kid from Florida I mentioned.
I'm told he's pretty good. I'm also told he's going to Missouri or Auburn. Old coach is at Auburn, and his brother apparently is at Missouri. So it was a good run. Made a good run at it.
Okay.
What about this? Did you mention Michael Trigg? Another Southern Cal wide receiver? Or no, he's the tight end. I'm sorry, he's the tight end.
That's
you were
tight
talking
end
about.
Also, yeah.
I guess they've lumped wide receivers and tight ends together here.
Yeah,
Taj Harris, I see that now. Yep. Sign me up. Two years of eligibility, immediately ready to go.
Mm-hmm. See?
Malik Heath from Mississippi State. Worked out for Javonte Payton. Maybe we go get Malik Heath.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
How do you feel about offensive line? We good there? Good enough? Seems like we're getting a little thin with
we could take one of
Calvert
those for sure.
Leaving and Aperogane leaving. Not a lot of good ones available, though, to be honest.
Don't you wonder why some of these guys are leaving places?
Absolutely.
That's kind of weird.
I mean, the Southern Cal guys, it feels like maybe Lincoln Riley's telling them, hey, you know, go on. But if there's a 4-star offensive lineman from Vanderbilt, if you're really good and you're at Vanderbilt, might as well try to go somewhere where you can win.
There's a 4-star corner, and it has that he's 4-star as a transfer rating, and it even has this little arrow up.
Mm-hmm.
From high school, and he was at Ole Miss. So is he, like, trying to make the move to, like, Alabama or Georgia? Is he saying, like, I'm better than Ole Miss? I'm so good.
Or is he just shopping for NIL money?
Maybe. I don't know. I do think it would make sense for any good player just to go in the portal every year. Hey, will you recruit me?
Yeah, but then they're all going to end up going to, like, A&M or Bama. I mean, it's one thing those schools when they recruit really well, which they do.
Isn't that what you want to do in the NFL, basically? Like, anytime your free agent deal is up, you want to get the most money and go to the best team. Kind of, either or same type of calculation.
Yeah.
I'll take a little less money, but this team competes for Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take the most money and go to Cleveland. You know, like, make both decisions.
Except Tennessee guys, I just want them to stay here.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, we got to.
We need
to
add a couple of these guys.
Oh, I know.
What
are
we doing?
I'll make a call.
All right, you do.
I'll work on that.
All right, yeah. Take a break.
Yep.
Hour three continues. Man.
Yeah.
Show's flying by.
Snuck up on you.
Game day edition.
Uh-oh, Bruce Pearl trending with Louisville on Twitter, that is. Make it happen. Make it happen. I like Hickman's take. Maybe that's why they didn't look so good last night. Maybe the conversations have started to distract Bruce and his team.
What do you think the odds are he goes?
What's he make at Auburn?
That's a good question.
Isn't it like a crazy – it's like a 10-year deal? Isn't it something just bananas?
No.
It's not? You're sure?
Not according to AL.com, March 2021.
Okay.
Pretty up to date, right?
Yeah, yeah.
$3.9 million.
Really?
No, okay, that's not bad. It says top 10 nationally.
I mean, you're Louisville, right? I mean, you're, yeah. If you consider yourself a blue blood.
Yeah, and somebody that tweeted at us said they absolutely do if you live there. Like, you know.
They oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Consider
sure.
themselves one.
Yeah. So
he's eighth highest in the country this season. That would have been 2021 season.
How much do you think it would take to get him? $1 million raise?
4.9. Just make it an even five. $5 million. I mean, doesn't that sound good? You make
five million sounds pretty good.
You make 3.9. Doesn't 5 million?
And you get to go from Auburn, Alabama to Louisville, Kentucky.
John Calipari makes eight, or at least when this article was written, John Calipari made eight. Rick Barnes made 4.7.
Okay.
$5 million.
And Barnes' deal goes up, right?
Probably.
Every year. I thought it averaged like 5.5.
He'd go, wouldn't he? $5 million. A lot of people are saying the dysfunction in the athletic department's the one reason people aren't, you know, won't take the job.
It has been bad.
And all that old cheating stuff, you know, still mm-hmm. hanging around.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I'm taking that job, I want all the clarification on that I could possibly get. Because you don't want to take that job for $5 million a year and then be hamstrung with scholarships and recruiting restrictions and all that. And he's already had, you know, a little bit of a run-in with the NCAA at his previous two stops. Or, well, his current stop and his previous stop at Tennessee.
Mm.
But, yeah, that – I don't know, Bruce. I think it could work.
Chris Mack made more than Bruce Pearl's making now.
I figured. What was he making?
So saying they don't have the money makes absolutely no sense. If Chris Mack was making more.
Well, it depends on how much, right? Like, how much is the buyout at Auburn? How much was it?
I don't know the number, but basically Chris Mack's pandemic-reduced salary was less than Pearl's post-pandemic salary, if that makes any sense.
Pearl's buyout...
At this point was $8.6 million. That was as of April 1st, I guess, last year.
$8.6 million? That's a big number, man.
Maybe that's what people mean by they don't
have
the money.
And that's why I was asking. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think they could get him to five, but $8.6 million up front, that's a lot. But, I mean, you got the Yum Center. You got KFC. They're in town. I mean, what price of chicken's going up. I mean, they probably got the coin. Right?
Yeah, you would think so.
Make it happen. Consider yourself a blue blood. Why don't you act like it, Louisville? Get this guy out of the SEC.
Sounds good.
I'd rather it be Pearl than I don't know. I kind of like Will Wade in the SEC. He's a good villain, and I feel like eventually it's going to catch up to him at LSU.
So you want to keep Will Wade.
Yeah, so probably Pearl out first, then Oates, just because I think he's really good. And then Will Wade.
Should we play?
How about the SEC West?
Should we play a game of Mary Bleep Kill with SEC coaches? Except it's like kick out of the league,
keep in the league,
hire as our coach.
I think we all know exactly what I mean. It's really no fun in the game. When everybody knows who you're going to hire.
That's what I would hire, but maybe some other people wouldn't. They can play along at home.
Right now, you get to hire one of those three. No question in your mind, right?
One of which three?
Wade, Oates, Pearl. There's no question.
Here at Tennessee?
Yeah, there's no question.
Out of all the SEC coaches?
All of them. Every coach in the country, Dave. Like, I don't think there's a question.
No, it's Bruce Pearl.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It's absolutely Bruce Pearl.
That's why it's not a fun game. It's too obvious.
It is a fun game. The other picks could be fun.
Okay, Pearl's off the board. Who do you hire? You're Danny White. Rick Barnes.
Why is Pearl off the board? I want to play I want to kick the guy out of the league.
Because it's so boring. Who cares about that?
Like, who would you want to kick out of the league? I mean, you're saying Bruce Pearl under this scenario because you know we can't have him. But if you could have Bruce Pearl, you get Bruce Pearl. Now, who's got to go? Who do you want out of the league? See, part of me wants John Calipari out, but I know Kentucky's going to be good. It doesn't matter who the coach is, so I'm going to leave John Calipari in.
I don't know, man. They struggled around for a little bit. Like, the Gillespie hire, that was a joke.
True. So would you want Calipari out? Or is there somebody else you want?
No, I mean,
out?
I don't get me wrong. I hated losing.
Well, you have to pick a guy.
Day.
To get
I'm thinking.
To go to Louisville, for example. It's not Bruce Pearl.
Mike White
would
stays.
Would you want Nate Oates out?
Maybe. Maybe him. Maybe Will Wade just because they're pretty good.
No, see, what's that?
Yeah, maybe. I say that just because that would weaken LSU. But, like, don't care about Howland. Don't care about Kermit Davis.
So
don't care about Mike White.
One guy.
I like Frank Martin. I don't want to kick him out of the league. He's kind of funny.
One guy that has to stay for life in the league. Like, never leaving.
Mike White. Mike White at Florida.
So Mike White stays.
Life. No offense.
Bruce Pearl, Tennessee. I think I get
Will
rid
Wade
of,
to Louisville?
I think I'd just get rid of Nate Oates.
Just you like him a lot, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That way...
You're just getting a good
that
coach.
That way Alabama has a swing the bat, and hopefully they don't do as well this next time. And they go back to just being a football-only deal.
I could get down on that.
But anyway, what was your... Well, back to your question.
What was
your... Or your... You had flipped it somehow?
Okay, Pearl's off the board. You can hire any coach in the country. You're Danny White. Who you go for?
Any coach in the country.
Any coach in the country. They're all going to say yes because you're going to pay him Rick Barnes money.
Well, I know who Hickman would say. He'd say Jay Wright.
Yeah, I would take Jay Wright. If not him, probably Mark Few.
I don't know if Few could do it here. That's a culture shock.
Mm. But Jay Wright.
I'm not saying you have to have some Southerner down here. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't say that.
Is it your Brian Kelly voice?
My family.
What do you think about Matt
Painter?
Billy loves Matt Painter.
I really like Buzz Williams.
Buzz Williams?
I really like him.
All the coaches in the country.
In the country?
I'm not saying I've picked him. I'm just saying I do really like him. No one really in the Big 12 does it. Who's at Baylor now? Who's Baylor's coach?
Drew.
Scott Drew.
He recruits well.
Is that the guy?
I mean, he just won a natty.
Yeah. Chris Beard, Texas. Taking him?
No, probably not. Probably not. I'm trying to think of someone I just really like that I think has a high-end potential if they were at, you know, a place like Tennessee. Like, who's the best X's and O's guy?
Jay Wright.
Yeah.
I would help him up. I'd help him move.
I'm sure you would.
That's a good question. Best X's and O's guy. I don't know who that would be. It used to be our Celtics boy, Butler. But
Brad Stevens?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Brad Stevens.
I'd take him at UT in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, I mean, what's more important right now, an elite recruiter or a great X's and O's? I mean, it's elite recruiting, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just get the players. Which, I don't know, man. We already mentioned Jay Wright. Mark Few, there's not a lot of coaches I'd take over Mark Few. I mean, the elite coaches thought of are, I mean, obviously, Coach K's done. He's hanging it up. You got Tom Izzo, Michigan State.
No.
He's just too old. It's not who I'd want to bring in. You know, Cronin at UCLA had them in the championship game last year, but I hate his style, like, just defense and slow. Painter at Purdue, Bill Self's at Kansas, obviously.
Billy says Painter is a huge X's and O's guy.
That is true. Painter, really good
Painter,
on the scheme side.
No, Painter's good, and, I mean, to do it at Purdue, that's not exactly the easiest thing. He's up there.
Never been past the Elite Eight, though.
Neither have we as a program. He'd fit right in.
Well, I mean, at least Rick Barnes has been to a Final Four.
Right, yeah.
I mean, Painter's been there, 10-plus years?
It's probably Jay Wright. Yeah. Probably Jay Wright for me. I like that pick a lot. Charismatic guy, really smart. I mean, doing it at Villanova. I mean, get that guy here, he'd probably crush it.
Like, it seems like we have, 3 5 stars on our roster right now?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like Jay Wright, he's pretty good at building his team. You get one guy who's a 5-star caliber player, and then just take your guys who fit your system and your identity and surround them around the superstar freshman, you know? He's not going to have one-and-dones come through there. He's going to have guys that stay year in, year out.
I mean, he could probably – I mean, I think if he's here, he could get some one-and-done guys.
Oh, he could, but
– he builds his team.
This is like playing the game that Billy and I talked about a few weeks ago. Like, name your top 5 active coaches right now. Like, right now, like today. Like, not – like, I don't put Coach K in that – like, historically,
no,
like,
I mean,
if I get 1992,
Pearl, Few,
Mike Krzyzewski,
Wright.
I'm going to put him above a lot of these guys. But right now, I mean, he's done. Like, I don't.
Pearl Few, right. I mean, it's hard to knock Scott Drew. It's a small sample size, but I mean, he won a Natty, and he's right up there again this year.
Mm-hmm. Like Izzo, what do you do with Izzo?
Nah, I think he's on the downward slope. I think Penny.
Sorry, I would bring him to the SEC. Stackhouse. By the way,
you'd bring LSU could have Penny after we jettison Will Wade.
Where's Calipari ranked?
I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, he's won everywhere he's been. I mean, he cheated his ass off at UMass and Memphis, but it just depends. Like, could he recruit the way he does at Kentucky everywhere else? I don't know. Maybe he could. I mean, I think that's your list, though, man. I think it's Jay Wright. I think I'm going to put Scott Drew up there, Bruce Pearl, Mark Few, and it might be Painter. I mean, if you're going for the next 10 years, maybe you look at a guy like Nate Oates. Maybe you look at Eric Musselman, Chris Beard. Mick Cronin at UCLA. I mean, he did pretty well. Got him to a Final Four. Won him a Natty. Right? Did they not?
Wait, who what?
They lost in the finals.
That's right. They lost the finals. But I mean, yeah. Was that his first year there, second year there? Something like that? But I'm taking about Tony Bennett. You like Tony Bennett?
I love Tony Bennett. I just don't know that I want him coaching my team because that style is kind of hard to.
Well, and if we're thinking in the brain of Danny White, what's he like, right? He likes offense, he likes fast pace, yeah. He likes scoring points. He knows that puts butts in the seats, that gets people excited.
Did you know Bob Huggins is the third winningest active head coach at the moment?
I mean, he's been around forever. I don't doubt it. Because he was at – how long was he at Cincinnati?
Oh, I don't know. I do know. 1990 to 2005.
Yeah, he was there a long time.
How many wins does he have?
323.
900.
Oh, what? Oh, that's probably just West Virginia. Sorry.
Yeah, he's been coaching 39 years.
Where's Rick Barnes at on that list? Probably five or six?
Well, you got some weird, like, older guys that are – so, like, Jim Calhoun's fourth. He's coaching, like, a D3 school at the moment. Is that right? That's wild. Cliff Ellis is number five.
Sure.
You ever heard of Cliff Ellis?
No.
I have because he was at Clemson when I was a kid. And then he went to Auburn. You should have heard of Cliff Ellis. He was at Auburn from 95 to 2004. Anyway, he's at Coastal Carolina right now.
Yeah, but that was when they stunk.
True. He's at Coastal Carolina at the moment. Calipari is six. Rick Barnes is seventh.
This is all active?
727, yeah. Dana Altman, Oregon? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad. What about Kelvin Sampson? Houston's always good.
That's a guy to take right there.
I mean, he's pretty good. Why do you say that? Because he'll get his hands dirty?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that why he got busted at Oklahoma?
Of course, all these guys are old because it's winning us. But, and then
right,
Tom
right.
Izzo's 10. It's just, I don't know, it's fun to debate. If you get this guy for the next 10 years, you kind of want to go younger, right?
I think you do.
I feel like Jay Wright and Mark Few are more in that sweet spot.
Jay Wright especially.
Bruce Pearl.
How old's Jay Wright?
Jay Wright is 60.
He hides it well.
I was going to say, like, Pearl, since he's gotten to Auburn, he's really starting to age. He's got the beard. He's, yeah. Getting gray.
They're
but
the same age.
That's crazy. Jay Wright looks like he's, like, 44.
Who else did I say? Mark Few. Let's look at Mark Few's age.
He's probably right around there, too, isn't he?
59.
Yep. I was going to say. Had to be close.
Scott Drew, 51. Yeah.
I'd take Jay Wright. Give me 10 to 15 years of dominance, and he can ride off into the sunset.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. No question about it.
Scott Drew, of course, said Valpo for 1 year and then Baylor every year after that, and they were just god-awful for like 4 years. Then they got really good, made a couple Elite Eights, took a slight step back, won the NIT, then back in the tournament for a few years with a couple Sweet 16s, and then, boom, national champs 2021 last season. So. There you go. Come back with more Hour 3 next. Hour three continues. This segment brought to you by MyBookie. Check them out online at MyBookie.com. Use our promo code Knoxville when you sign up. You can double your first deposit. And you can get involved before tonight's basketball game. Ball's a pretty big favorite tonight with the Gators reeling. Or you can get involved for
reeling, huh? You're going to go out all the way to weekend. Reeling. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, you lose, don't miss. You're missing players. You got to travel. Don't do double travel.
Yeah,
in the week.
That's tough on.
It's probably a great time to catch the Gators. So.
Reeling.
Yeah. I'll give you our picks coming up in the next segment.
Line to 9.5 on FanDuel Sportsbook.
You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just go to MyBookie.com.
I think they're going to come out inspired tonight. Good win over LSU. Back at home. A tired, jet-lagged Florida team. I don't know about the jet lag, but at least tired. It's a lot of travel. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you? Well, I mean, any reason you'd think they'd come out kind of flat? I mean, maybe because it's a little bit earlier start, but I think the crowd will be pretty good. I mean, it's Florida.
Yeah, it's freaking Florida. No, you can't. You got to be. You got to be up. Be ready to go.
Ready to pounce on them, right? It's a good opportunity.
Brian sent in there were rumors that Jay Wright really wanted to come to Tennessee.
Oh.
When we hired Buzz.
So we hired Buzz. Huh.
It was a long time ago.
Mm. What year was that?
2001,
maybe? Oh, my. What could have been?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had Pearl. We wouldn't have had Rick. Jay would be here right now.
Just winning. You think so?
Yeah, I think he would.
How long has he been at Villanova?
It was been 2001, 2002.
He's been there since then.
No,
that's
Buzz Peterson.
That's what I thought.
Jeez,
great guy, but Buzz Peterson.
That ruins
great
my
family.
Day.
Well, no, I'm just saying he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like Konzo Martin. Like, what is it about Tennessee and the
I don't know.
Thing.
I didn't know Konzo personally. I knew Buzz a little bit in his family.
Jay Wright's been at Villanova since 2001.
Oh, brother.
Just, I could have been born into a national championship winning program.
Right.
Yeah. How many does he have? One natty with
two.
Nova?
Two.
He has two.
Yeah. Two out of 3 years.
Yeah. Did he back to back or was there
two out of three?
Two out of three.
Oh, that would have been something.
Let's see. Went to a Final Four, like another Final Four.
So he's been to three Final Fours at Villanova. You think would he have gotten us to one here?
Three Final Fours at Villanova,
or would we have run him out of the building for something?
He wins a natty if he's here for Grant and Admiral.
First 3 years, he only made the NIT at Villanova. We'd probably just fired him, right?
Isn't that what Buzz did? Like, didn't Buzz make like two or three NITs, and then? We rolled him and went after this dude from Wisconsin, Milwaukee. You made a Sweet 16. Kind of worked out.
Yeah, that was probably the right decision.
Well, if we'd have hired Jay Wright and it got three NITs, we probably still would have gone after Pearl.
Nah, we gave Buzz 4 years.
Oh.
And he only made the NIT two of the four, and he lost in the first round both of those NIT runs.
Yeah.
Jay Wright went to the NIT quarterfinals.
Georgetown, I think I went to that game.
So Jay Wright went to the Sweet 16 in year four, and Buzz Peterson didn't even make the NIT. That tells you anything. Then he went to the Elite Eight year five.
Mm.
Then lost in the first round, then Sweet 16, then Final Four. Pretty much made the tournament every year but once after that. Yeah, it's been a good run there for
what might have been. That's what did he do before that though? Like why would we take Buzz Peterson? I mean, I know he was Michael Jordan's roommate or whatever, but why did we take Buzz Peterson over Jay?
That's a good question.
Right.
So Jay Wright had been at Hofstra.
Hofstra, okay.
It took him 3 years to get them going.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a pretty decent season. Then they had a good season but didn't win their conference, so they got bounced in the NIT. And then in his last 2 years at Hofstra, he won the league and made the tournament, but he did not win a game in the tournament.
Mm.
Buzz Peterson had been at Tulsa the year before.
Tulsa, that's right.
He had won the NIT championship at Tulsa. Before that, he had been at Appalachian State where he made one tournament his last year at App State. So he went App State 1 year.
So we hired the guy who had just won the NIT championship. That was
And
that
had been in the NCAA tournament the year before over the guy that had been in the NCAA tournament those 2 years. So I guess it was kind of a maybe thought about the same type of deal.
And, I mean, he was Michael Jordan's roommate, so.
And
it's a big
really nice guy.
Really nice guy. Yeah, we liked the nice guys at that point.
I think Jay Wright's a nice guy.
Have you ever heard anything bad about Jay Wright?
Have not.
I haven't either.
But he, you know, wasn't from, you know, this. He's a northern guy, you know.
Oh, yeah, we don't like him kind around
here.
He
went to Bucknell.
Hmm.
You know, from Churchville, Pennsylvania, is Jay Wright. You know, Buzz, of course, went to North Carolina, and he's from Asheville, North Carolina. Southern guy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Really worked out for us. really nailed that one. He was a nice guy, though. I'll give him that. Yeah, we had they called it Buzzball. We do that with just about everything. But wasn't there a stretch of games? It might have been his last year here where I think we lost 5 games on the final possession. Like, we either would miss the shot. I mean, it felt like every game was close. Like, we couldn't blow anybody out, but we really didn't get blown out that much. But we just late game stupidity every single time. And that's what everyone basically said. Like, this guy completely melts down when the game's close late. He can't get it done. Unless John Higgins is hitting a half-court shot to beat Georgia Tech.
Can't lose close games, man. That's when the coaching matters.
No, I agree. He had some really good players, too. I mean, Pearl kind of proved that, but I mean, didn't he have Slay for 2 years? Maybe 3 years. Had Slay, Tony Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had those guys for at least a year. Brandon Crump, L. Grace Wilborn. Then those guys were gone. Pearl comes in with a what the hell is this roster and gets a 2 seed.
Yeah. Just
good times. Good times.
Well, they're good players. Like,
oh, I know. I
looked at the rankings the other day.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Just didn't know what to do with them, I guess. Yeah, in a bizarro world, Jay Wright's still just Villanova's churning coaches, and
we're just
Jay Wright's just
hanging banners.
Yeah, Tennessee fans are like, you know, yeah, we're not as good in football anymore, but we're just kind of a basketball school now, just winning natties. Instead, here we are.
I hate the what if. I mean, you could do it in football. Just so many mistakes over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. We got competent leadership now. We're moving forward.
All right.
My problem is coaches like Jay Wright don't come around every year, you know?
No, they don't.
Final segment, we'll give you our predictions for Florida, Tennessee next.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Winning season returns at mybookie.com, and it's time to get in on the action. First-time players can get started by doubling your first deposit, giving you the fire.
Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bill.
I guarantee you, at least Rick Barnes wouldn't do that. I don't know if I guarantee you, but he probably wouldn't do that.
I certainly hope not. I didn't realize it was that bad last night.
I didn't either. So we'll give you our picks in just a second, but first. So last night, speaking of former Tennessee coaches, the score is 55-51. Missouri has the basketball. They're obviously trying to score quickly and come back to beat Auburn. They kick the ball over the wing, bury a three. It's now 55-54. When the shot goes through, the clock stops with 35.4 seconds left in the game. You got a 30-second shot clock. So there's a 5.4-second differential. You're down one. Missouri decides to just play classic half-court style Konzo Martin defense. So Auburn just dribbles the ball out top, lets the clock run all the way down, and then J.D. Davidson, their point guard, drives to the basket, lets the ball go at literally the last possible moment to not get a shot clock violation.
Hey, wasted all of it, man.
The ball hits the rim. So now there's no violation. Walker Kessler taps it, hits the rim again. Then it gets tapped over to the side as the guys fight for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Doesn't matter whose ball it is because the game is over.
Got a foul. You got to lengthen the game at that point when you're down like that. You should have fouled him immediately. Like Hickman's. I mean, you could have done that exchange 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
In 30 seconds, if you're going to, you know, foul and push tempo. And then you don't have to settle for a three, like you said. You can go get a two, foul him again, hope he misses a free throw.
Whew. Yeah, or at least run around trying to, like, trap him and stuff and see. I mean, because if the, is, I mean, Auburn's not going to take an early three on that possession. Now, if they get a dunk, they'll take it. But, again, you're now down three with 20 seconds left.
Right.
Would you rather be down – and if you foul – if you foul, you're down three with 30 seconds left.
If they make both free throws.
Yeah, and this is assuming they make both free throws. I mean, would you rather be down in college basketball, would you rather be down three with 30 seconds left or be down one with 4 seconds left and it's a live ball?
I'm going to take the down three with 30 seconds
left. I think so, right?
You can just control more at that point.
Not to mention, we're not even factoring in the fact that you have to get a stop and grab the rebound cleanly.
And then go up the court in 4 seconds and hit what's going to be a tough shot.
It's probably going to be a three anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a chance they miss a free throw and you're only down two.
But you can't set it up. You just got to push and go and try to get it. Makes no sense.
And you even have some time to think about it too, right? Like, I've seen coaches where the team – they make that three. First of all, why are you not pressing? When you're down five, if you hit a shot, or you're down four, you hit a shot, you should be in your press.
Well, you should at least, be on the ball. And then if you retreat out of it once they inbound it, that's fine. Maybe,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe
try and get a steal.
Maybe Auburn, I don't know. They played good defense in the second half. Maybe Auburn was beating their press or something.
So anyway, I've seen coaches do it where the ball gets brought up the court, and they're like looking at the clock and they're like, oh man, it's only 5 seconds. Yeah, go ahead and foul them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you put them on the line with, say, 20, 25 seconds left. Sure, no problem. Who cares? They make both. You go down.
Yeah, once they get it in, you either foul then or once they get it across the half line.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at the clock. Like, Auburn, right, the guy's just sitting there dribbling.
Yeah.
Like, look at the clock and be like, you know, we're not going to have very much time left here if they hold, and they're going to hold it. I mean,
egregious. Hickman, what's your pick for tonight?
Give me the Vols, 68, Florida, 54.
68-54. Hickman has locked his pick for tonight's game. Hodges, you got a pick?
Tennessee, 70, Florida, 62.
We're not going to get – not going to cover? Don't
It'll
like us
close.
Getting the full net points
It'll
or anything?
Close.
Look, what's wrong with you?
It's a rivalry game. They'll battle. But
I think Florida will be gassed. I think they'll probably come out strong. And I think Tennessee probably ends up pulling away. I think as much as they're talking about it, it sounds like they're really working on the free throws. I think we're going to hit some free throws tonight. We should be able to take some advantage of them on the inside with Castleton being out. So I'm going to go Vols 75, Florida 63. So I've got them covering, getting the full net points.
All right.
And, I think tonight will be a lot of fun in TBA. I'm excited to be there. Second appearance for me. At the Assembly Center and Arena, should be a fun night.
I hope. Break it all down tomorrow. Remember, it's a 6 o'clock tip. ESPN2, Vandy, South Carolina, Arkansas, Ole Miss, and we'll probably talk about A&M, LSU, as well tomorrow. That's a pretty good one. If Ole
Could
Miss
be.
Plays out of their mind again, well, who knows?
Any word on Pinson being back tonight for the Tigers?
I have not seen any. News there. They are 8.5-point favorites at home.
LSU is?
Against,
Wow. I wonder if that might mean he's playing.
Against the Aggies. Maybe he's
because that's...
Maybe that's just Days being back. Pinson, he's... Who knows?
Could be.
Days being a little healthier. We'll see. Talk about it tomorrow. Keep it locked in. The Blitz is next right here.
We allowing Davey back tomorrow, or we haven't made that call yet?
That's indefinite, Chris, okay. Which means we won't decide until we decide. Could be as early as tomorrow.
See if he gets his stuff done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sensitivity.
He's got to earn his way back.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Walk on Sports Bistro.